Hey guys, this is Sam back with Lupin Has a Podcast, and I will be sharing some news today about something that every time I think about, I literally like pee my pants. If you haven't heard about the new Eternal Mermaid soundtrack that I was just playing a song from that album, well, Yuji Ono is doing a tour for this album, and he's like going to like Tokyo, Osaka, Yamagata, and stuff like that. All places on Honshu that in jazz live concert areas. So yeah, and For Christmas, I'm going to Osaka with my host family. Just Christmas holidays. From the 25th to the 28th of December. So, one day I was out, as I was just looking on Yuji Ono's blog and, like, the dates of one of his live concerts or whatever. And, because, like, going to the Ghibli Museum, seeing a live Yuji Ono concert, it was my second biggest dream that I've wanted to go to. Because if I don't go now, if I go in like 7 years, Yuji Ono's gonna be like 77, and he might not be doing it anymore. And I'm 16. I love his music. What if I don't like his music later on? So I look on the internet, on his blog, and it says Osaka, the 26th, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So then that night, I go to bed, and I have this dream that I was at a live concert. And I was really up close, and I was like close enough, and I saw Yuji Ono playing on the piano, and like this woman singing. I don't know what she was singing, probably like Love Skull or something like that. And then, yeah, I think that triggered me to go and ask my host family if I could go to this live concert. So I asked, and they're like, well, it seemed close. Let me see with the time. And then we like looked at the calendar and like see and discussed a plan. So, yeah. In result, I am going to a live Yuji Ono concert on December 6th. And let's see. A month ago, I sent out a letter to Yuji Ono himself, saying, I'm a fan of your music, I'm from Canada, I'm an exchange student, I'm learning Japanese, and I'm 16, and I, like, love your music so much, and, would you come to Nagasaki or Kyushu and play at a live concert if you could? I know it's really hard to do, but yeah. So yesterday, I went on the Yuji Ono blog again, and I looked at all the members of the Lupintic Five. So I like emailed each one of them. I tried to email the ones that had an email, saying, "Oh, have you received my letter from I don't know a month ago?" And, yeah, supposedly mail here takes, like, 2 or 3 days. Yeah, I don't know. But I did, like, because it's been, like, a month, maybe. And I sent out a letter, like, 3 weeks ago, too. So I sent out, like, two. Maybe it was kind of a mistake. But, anyway, so I sent an email to the guitarist. Forget his name. I have to write all of them down when I go. So I emailed him at 11:30-ish p.m. last night. And then I went to bed, and then I woke up and I checked my emails. Just, I don't know, because I always just do that. And at 11:58 p.m. last night, I get an email from this guitarist guy from the Olympic Five. And I'm like, oh my freaking goodness. And I'm like literally peeing my pants. I go and I see it, and I like run downstairs to tell my host family. And they come up, and I'm like, they sent me an email. I never knew they would ever do this. And like half of it's like in English, and then like half of it's in like, well, like most of it's in English, but I will read it to you people. Where is it? His username's like Elect Star or something. Here we go. Elect. He said, "Thank you for the messages." sama sama. Meru message. Arigato. Ono Yuji-san readed your letter in Finabori's dress room. Everybody knows you. Of course you can get a sign and take a photo in Osaka, but be really careful. We can meet everyone only after second show. Can you come second show? The guitarist's name. So I'm like, whoa, 'cause I'm going to, there's two shows. There's one at 6:30 p.m. and then there's one at 9:30, but we figured I would go to the only to the 6:31 because the 9:31 is just a little too late. But I would stay, I would like, if I could, I would stay to bo stay through both shows. But the guy who has to come with me, because I can't go by myself, because it's, if you're eight under 18, you have to go with an adult, because there's like alcohol and stuff. But yeah, I'm totally gonna go get drunk and drink and go do bad things. But yeah, but I still should go with somebody anyway, because I'm a foreigner, and yeah. And yeah, so wait, what was I? I was talking about second show. So they want me to come to the second show, so I emailed them back to see if I have, because like the tickets are really expensive. They're like, for two people, it was like $160, but 150,000 yen for me in Canadian dollars is like $160. But my host family's paying. They're like, it's your Christmas present. I'm like, dude, this is like the best Christmas present ever. You don't know how happy I am. Like today, I was like, I don't know, I was like really like happy, and then like my day ended up being a really good day too. So it was like really good. And yeah. So hopefully I get a reply tonight, because I think they reply after like they have like a show, because they might have a show right now. I'm gonna go check. Today is the 12th. Oh, no, they don't. Wait, no. Today's the 8th. Whoops. No, they don't have one. Yeah, so yeah. That's all I basically have to say about more Lupinticness, Lupin related things. And yeah. So hopefully I think they sell like they have like Lupintic stuff, like Lupintic merchandise that I'm probably gonna try to find because oh, okay. The guitarist's name is Izumi Satoshi. What? Okay. And yeah. Yeah, that's mainly. Can't believe Yuji Ono's 70. He doesn't look 70 at all. All these guys look like they're like 30 or 40. So, and all in all, if you want to get something, like, if you want to get something, or, like, if you have a dream, go for it. Even if you have to, like, annoy the person with, like, I don't know if I didn't really annoy, I probably did, but with, like, letters, emails, use any type of interesting information about yourself and use it to your advantage. Mine was, I'm 16, and I love your music, and I'm a Canadian, and I'm an exchange student, and yeah. That's some pretty good advantage, though. And if you ever, I don't know, come to Japan, and you like Yuji Ono and Lupintic 5, I don't know, go see a concert, because they probably won't be here much longer, sadly. I hate this one. Like, whenever I come into something new and then, like, probably in a couple of years or so, it's just going to. I don't know. But I have to keep whatever. So, I will come back to you probably after maybe Christmas, maybe if I don't have anything interesting to talk about. So yeah. A lot of stuff today. I went to a music shop today. I tried asking the person if they had any Yuji Ono stuff, and they're like, "No, we don't have it." They don't have like any Yuji Ono stuff anywhere. They have like all these random things like Anne of Green Gables and soundtrack or something, and they have like Ghibli stuff, which is, yeah, everyone knows. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna stop this right now. Have a great rest of, enjoy the holidays. There's no snow here where I am, but there's snow in northern Japan. But Yuji Ono will make me happy and make my Christmas. I'd request him to play like one like Christmas song, cause like it's the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day. And I'd be like, play some Christmas music. Because we know he knows Christmas music. Because he has, like, two albums or so of, like, jazz Christmasness. And, like, it's so good.